Okay, I'd like to call the Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting together for Thursday, September 26th. The time was supposed to be 6 o'clock. It is now 6:15 due to, or 6:12 officially, due to our missing staff member was newly appointed today. And our new system, which no one was instructed on how to turn it on. So we're ready to go. And I'll call it to order, and then I'm going to have someone else take the minutes. So
Fred Knippel has volunteered.
Yep. Fred, do you want to call to order then?
He's volunteered to do minutes.
The forms in here.
Yeah, I got a hold of LaBird. I remembered his cell number.
Oh.
Hit that button over there and we're on. We still wonder what happened to this guy, though.
I know.
Right.
Carry on.
All right. You sure you don't want to join us? Okay,
got the.
Here's your seat. All right, thanks.
Ready to take
minutes? Pass that back.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he probably was with the mayor. The mayor brought him.
6 o'clock.
Sorry.
All right, well, now we have our new staff member, Regalo, and we have not called to order yet, so if you would like to call to order or...
Yes.
Here's the...
roll call. Elderwoman Kristen Wilhelm.
Here.
Member Maggie Shore.
Here.
Member Fred Knupel.
Here.
Alderman Mike Barber.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum, and we'll stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So the next item is welcome the new staff member. Regalo, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, thank you. Urban planner, bachelor degree in urban planning and geography, and previous experience in Venezuela and Florida. First day here with the Quarry Monitoring Committee. And I also serve for staff support for the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals and the Plan Commission.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is approval of the minutes. You have before you the July... minutes. They were approved, motioned to approve and corrected at the last meeting, but because there were quite a few changes, I asked Regalo to include the corrected minutes once again in the agenda so we could make sure that we were satisfied with the changes as they were. The only one that I had noticed, and it's not a big deal, if it's the only change, we don't have to correct it, but on the appointment of the chair, it says Alderwoman appointed. It should say my last name, but I'm not going to be too concerned. Are there any other changes or corrections?
Which one are we looking at?
July 11th.
July 11th.
And he did give a copy of Fred's notes.
Mm-hmm. That's Fred's. Okay. The one Fred took.
Yeah, yes. It looks like turkey trap. Trot.
Okay,
that's mine.
There, I had a question about one of them, and I'm not sure which. Is that the one that shows the results of the blasting data that was supplied by Paul Deedle? Is this one right here? Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Should the item on page 2, is that two blasts or is it two complaints in those numbers? They're talking about complaints, and I don't know if there were complaints on two blasts or there were two
It says that Joel Dietl gave Gail a list of complaints for the alderwoman for the quarry committee, and the complaints since last meeting are as follows. Two blast complaints on April 2nd, one blast complaint.
I was unclear whether that was complaints on blasts or there were two two blasts that had complaints.
Two blasts that had complaints, because the whole item is about complaints.
Okay, but can I... My unclarity is whether on the very first item, is that...
You should be looking at the corrected minutes. Those are the...
They're the same on the corrected minutes.
No, Riglo typed up a clean version.
And it's the same thing.
After the agenda.
Same as that.
Well, it's not quite because these words are all inserted. In.
Okay. I was just unclear whether there were two blasts or two complaints. I didn't know which one was being identified there.
Well, if you read the paragraphs above it, it says complaints, complaints, complaints in the paragraph above it. So that would lead me to believe they're complaints.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to do.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for July 11th? These are the additional corrections.
Would it be appropriate to say that is this the one that Marge Shore does? You said you appointed Marge Shore?
Yeah.
Could we also add at that point that it was corrected by the Quarry Modern Committee?
It shows that on the minutes of the agenda. You wouldn't put it in the minutes because it's on the agenda. Agenda item is, this is the item we're on right now, approval of the minutes, review and approval of additional corrections to the regular meeting of July 11th. It's pretty clear what we're doing.
Okay,
can we have a motion to approve the minutes for July 11th?
I wasn't there, so I can't.
You can. You don't have to be there. That's never.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. The minutes are approved. The next item is the minutes for August 29th. Are there any changes, deletions, corrections to the minutes for August 29th? If not, can I have a motion to approve the minutes for August 29th?
So moved.
Second.
First and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the motion for the minutes are approved for August 29th. The next item is citizen comment period. As noted on the agenda, if there are quite a few people, I'd ask that you keep it to 3 minutes. If you wish to speak a second time, we can consider that, but we'd like to move this meeting along since we're getting a 20-minute late start anyway. So go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th Street, referring to item 6A on the agenda from the discussion at last month's meeting, August. The committee agreed that data from Stantec should be released to the citizens simultaneously as when the quarry receives it. Please confirm that this protocol is being followed. Our goal as citizens is to be able to compare the data between the two and cross-reference dates with resident complaints about blasting. For trust and transparency to prevail, the data has to be released after a blasting month concludes with all parties, citizens, quarries, and Stantec simultaneously receiving the data. Your packets tonight contain blasting data from Vibratech, that's the quarries monitoring service, and that dates from September 5th to September 16, 2019. It also includes Stantec's data, and that is with dates from August 2nd to August 29th, 2019. Not exactly easy for residents to compare apples to apples on that one. Thirdly, My husband and I and several neighbors experienced really strong vibrational blasts on September 16th and September 23rd. I filed city QMC complaints for both incidents, didn't receive any follow-up from the city. According to the quarry's blasting data, which is in your packet, the September 16 blast is not monitored by the seismograph on Allwood. That's the one closest to where our subdivision is, presumably because they're not blasting toward the southern end. However, when we reported the subsequent large blast on September 23rd, the quarry contacted us, and we were told, interestingly enough, that that's the last blast in the southern part of the quarry, which sort of contradicts that whole you don't need to seismograph the southern end because we're only blasting on the east.
You're cutting out.
Okay, I'll work on it, okay? I mean, I got it pressed on. As always, we're told that the blasts are, you know, the strong ones are, you know, that shake our homes, rattle windows, cause the clock to fall off my wall, are entirely within the PDD's state and federal limits. Well, I don't think so. And if they, well, they are. They're in within the limits. But our point is this is not right, and we need all the data to compare, and please, so that we can look at this and decide, hey, these dates when we're just being shaken, where car alarms go off, pools are shaken, ADT comes to a neighbor's house, this isn't acceptable. Just let's get this under control, please, and revisit this. Thank you.
Excuse me, but can I speak about somebody that want to call them, and they're not here tonight because for, the, I guess, the game or something?
Well, right now we're on citizen comment period, so let's get the citizen comments done, and then we'll move on to the business items.
Okay.
And then you can speak at that time. Are there any other citizens that wish to comment? Good evening.
Hi, my name is Corina Bishok, and I live in 8142 South 59th Street for 19 years. And I am the one who today the police showed up my house because ADT was tripped off my alarm. I was at work, so I get all these alarms on my phone and the police calling, ADT calling. So it was kind of disruptive.
Can you please use the other microphone, please?
Yeah, it's what's happening. It's cutting in and out here. It's going back and forth.
What street did she say she was on?
I say it was kind of disruptive, too. It's okay now?
What street
it's working?
Yes.
Well, you might have a problem with both microphones being on, so.
What street did she say she was on?
But anyway, it's okay now?
What street did you say you were on?
59th. 8142 South 59th Street. And I lived there for 19 years. And I've seen some other damages to the house, which I always try to ignore, thinking it's something else. I even removed some of my suspended cabinets, thinking that the cracks on my walls are, you know, happened because the cabinets are too heavy. I had spent thousands of dollars to have painters come to fix my ceiling, but the problem appeared again. I have pictures of a lot of damages. And Monday was 23rd at 11 o'clock. It was another big blast. My son, 15 years old son, was homesick. He called me scared, thought that something blasted in the basement. I said something exploded. His TV shaking and all that stuff. And I have confirmation from my neighbor they are staying home that some paintings were moved. And I actually filed a complaint. And the result of that filing complaint was yesterday I received a phone call from Payne and Dolan. And I was kind of feeling, kind of insulted my intelligence because they were trying to give me some scientific explanation of the damages of my house, but I didn't have time to discuss that I am scientist, so I know something about it. I don't know geology, but I know some science, and they can tell me that compare the damages with the damages that, oh, thunderstorm, don't do damage to the house. Airplane going by, don't do damages, but never said that it looks like an earthquake. Earthquake does damage. So this is how it fell to the house. And when today the ADT and the police called, I really didn't expect that, and it was not appreciated to disrupt my day at work for that. I know nothing can be done, but I need to be on the file, and I need, you know, those levels. I know we can shut down that place. Nobody's asking that. That we asking to those levels to be revised.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Bruce Demetris. I live at 6024 West Allwood Drive, right across the street from the quarry. And unfortunately, I wasn't home on Monday. I was at a different appointment, but my wife was home. And when I talked to my wife, she was visibly shaken by the blast. Her and I sat down, we filled out a complaint and requested a call from the city, plus we requested a call from Payne and Dolan. And to reiterate what this lady so eloquently put, I have never been so insulted from Payne and Dolan in my life. It's almost like they read from a script and it's the same silly story every time I get a call from them. They're reading it. I don't care if the scientific data and you can push the side of a pool that causes waves. I've got an in-ground pool that's 34 foot long, 17 foot wide, and when a blast shakes the water in that pool, nobody's going to tell me, scientific data or not, that it's not causing damage to the foundation, to the house. When this blast happened Monday, my wife said she was picking things up from the floor, from the shelves. And it's unbelievable. And I hear the same story. We've been talking about this for over a year and asking for some help. I understand Payne and Dolan's got to do a job, and I understand that they're in business to do that job. But these blasts, and to be constantly told a fairy tale about scientific data and stuff, if you recall last October, there were no measurements because nobody knew the seismograph was down. So how do you expect the citizens to believe the stories we're getting now? I'm done. I've just had it. I don't believe a word Payne and Dolan says anymore. My question to Derek, I think his name was, that called me. If it's quarry's not doing any damage to the residents of Root River and the surrounding area, why 10 or 15 or 20 years ago did Payne and Dolan offer all the residents a 10-year protection on housing values? Then mysteriously it disappears and it's no big deal. And I was told when I asked that question to Derek, well, it's because the quarry was there, the cosmetic things at a quarry. That's why it was offered. I don't believe it. They knew something was wrong. They knew we were going to increase the activity, so they offered it with a deadline so it would stop before it got real bad.
Before it got closer.
Yeah. And I'm just done. I'm sick and tired of hearing stories. And I expect something to be done about the blasting limits. I mean, it's insane that I see my dog crawling under the bed when these blasts happen. I see my, you won't have to worry about my pool anymore because it's being closed tomorrow. But I'm sick and tired of the blast and not getting anything done by anybody, period.
Well, I hope that you'll all be able to stick around because we are going to go through the council motions that were made. And I will be checking them off and taking them back to council is my idea with the support of the committee.
And I appreciate your efforts. I really, truly do appreciate your efforts. But like I said, we've been talking about this for darn near a year. And we go back and forth. And we're going to take this to the common council. And then it comes back this way. And then it goes this way. And nothing gets done. If you were running a business this way, you'd be bankrupt. Period.
Thank you for your comments.
Jeff Klinkowitz, 8088 South 57th Street. September 23rd on Monday at 11:02 was a perfectly sunny morning, 65 degrees, and once again, my family felt a large blast. This is not, we're not talking about the average daily blast that they do. This is above the normal. This is abnormal. Why are you guys doing that? Can I get an answer? Can they answer?
No. I'm in period.
I get no city call, no quarry call. These people are cowards. Why are you afraid to call me? Clint personally told me that he would fix the problem because I complained at other quarry monitoring committee meetings. I complained at common council meetings. He apologized for not calling me back when I make the complaint forms. No call for September 23rd. Why? Am I not a good enough resident in Franklin? I sat here for one of the quarry monitoring committee meetings, and I watched their scientific display they put on, but they had one major flaw. They talked about poured basements. We don't have poured basements in River Heights. We have cement block. Your scientific data, that presentation, had nothing to do with our neighborhood. Just appalling why we have to keep coming up for this. It's just beyond disappointment. Our quality of life, if we're not talking about damage to our homes, what about our quality of life? I obviously knew there was a quarry in my area outside my neighborhood. I didn't expect that they could blast at these high levels. How can they blast the month of September, for instance? Let's just talk about the current month. They send daily emails saying they're blasting for the day, and most of them are, we can feel them, but they're not what we call abnormal. Why on September 23rd at 11:02 on a perfectly sunny morning did they feel the need to have this big blast? I sat here at other quarry monitoring committee meetings telling me that the bigger blasts are because it's cloudy and everything, and the noise level or the vibration hits the clouds and bounces back and goes over the berm to our neighborhood. This was a perfectly sunny day. What's their excuse?
Thank you for your comments. And I would like to add that I live on the last street in the city of Franklin as far north as you can get, and I felt it in my home. So I know it was pretty significant. And you have been grinning all night. I don't think these people think it's very funny, just so you know.
Yeah, that's pretty smug. Very smug. Gail Christosik, 8152 South 59th Street. I live next door to Karina. So I was the one that heard her alarm go off, like right after the that second blast. So Monday, September 23rd, I was in my family room, 11:02. It shook the north wall. I heard the boom. I've completed the complaint online, and I did not ask for them to call me or anything, which, from what I hear, I'm glad I didn't. I have been informed both by Karina and what I hear is that it was within the city limits, but as everybody's been saying, that's the problem because it's too high for a residential neighborhood. The city limits are too high. The blast shook the wall so much that I have this painting that my grandma painted for me, and that's kind of what I look at. I look at my house and I see, okay, this one's cockeyed when I wasn't home, but this time I was home and it made it cockeyed. So, you know, they can talk to us over and over again and tell us it's not damaging our foundations, but years and years and years of this over and over and over again, it's gonna affect the integrity.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who'd like to comment?